بسم الله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد We were dealing with an event in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, where Heraclius requested Abu Sufyan to come and stand in front of him. And then he requested his companions to stand immediately behind him. And then he said to the interpreter, say to them, I am going to ask this man some questions. فَإِنْ كَذَبَنِي فَكَذِّبُوهُ If he lies to me, then make it known that he's lying. Abu Sufyan says, فَوَاللَّهِ لَوْلَا الْحَيَا مِنْ أَنْ يَأْثِرُ عَلَيَّ كَذِبًا لَكَذَبْتُ He says, وَاللَّهِ If it wasn't for shame, that these people, meaning his companions, would find me in a lie, I would have surely lied on him. And even the people in Jahiliyyah had some honor. ثُمَّ كَانَ أَوَّلَ مَا سَأَلَنِي عَنْهُ And the first thing he questioned about, he said, what is his lineage? مَا نَسَبُهُ فِيكُمْ What is his lineage amongst you? Abu Sufyan said, my response was, هُوَ فِينَا ذُو نَسَبٍ He is of a good lineage. Says, فَهَلْ قَالَ هَذَا الْقَوْلُ بِنْكُمْ حَدٌ قَبْ قَبْلَهُ Was there anyone prior to him who came with this expression of his, his call, before him? Abu Sufyan said, I said, no. He said, فَهَلْ كَانَ مِنْ آبَائِهِ مِنْ مَلَكٍ مِنْ مَلَكٍ Was there amongst his forefathers a king? قُلْتُ لَا I said, no. He said, so I questioned him. فَأَشْرَافُ النَّاسِ يَتَّبِعُونَهُ أَمْ دُعَفَاؤُهُمْ He said, the nobility amongst the people, are those the ones who follow him or the weak and the oppressed? He said, I said, بَلْ دُعَفَاؤُهُمْ Nay, the weak amongst them. So Heraclius, he says, أَيَزِيدُونَ أَمْ يَنْقُصُونَ Are their numbers increasing or decreasing? Abu Sufyan says, بَلْ يَزِيدُونَ He said, they are increasing. He says, فَهَلْ يَرْتَدُّ أَحَدٌ مِّنْهُمْ سَخْطَطًا لِدِينِهِ بَعْدَ أَنْ يَدْخُلَ فِيهِ Is there anyone who gives up his deen because of his dislike for his religion after he has entered into it? Abu Sufyan says, لا. No. He says, فَهَلْ كُنْتُمْ تَتَّهِمُونَهُ بِالْكَذِّبِ قبل أن يقول ما قال He says Have you ever known him to be a liar? Was it amongst you to accuse him of being a liar before he said what he said? Abu Sufyan says No He says فَهَلْ يَغْدِرْ Is he treacherous? Abu Sufyan says قُلْتُ لَا He's not ونحن منه في مدة لا ندري ما هو فاعل فيها. He says, but we're in a place, we have a treaty right now. During this time, I don't know what he's going to do. Abu Sufyan says, وَلَمْ يُمَكِّنِّي كَلِمَةً أُدْخِلْ فِيهَا شَيْئًا غَيْرَ هَذِي الْكَلِمَةِ. He says, there was nothing else that I could put in there to say against him other than this word. I don't know what he's going to do now. Heraclius, now this, his questioning shows that he had knowledge of history and knowledge of the prophets. He says, فَهَلْ قَاتَلْتُمُوهُ? Have you ever fought with him? قُلْتُ نَعْم. Abu Sufyan said, yes. Heraclius says, فَكَيْفَ كَانَ قِتَالُكُمْ إِيَّاهُ? How was your fighting with him? قلت أبو سفيان said, I says, الحرب بيننا وبينه سجال ينال منا وننال منه. He said the fighting between was once this way, once the other way. Sometimes they get the upper hand, sometimes we get the upper hand. قال ماذا يأمركم? What is it that he is commanding you to do? قلت, I said, يقول عبد الله وحده لا تشرك به شيئا. He says his call is that you worship Allah alone and do not associate anything with him. ويأمرنا بالصلاة والصدق, and he commands us to pray and to be truthful. والعفاف, and to have self-restraint. والصلة, and joining family ties. So Heraclius says, he said to the interpreter, كُلَّهُ, say to him, Heraclius, directing this to his interpreter, say to Abu Sufyan, I asked you about his lineage, سَأَلْتُكَ عَنْ نَسَبِهِ, فَذَكَرْتَ أَنُّ فِيكُمْ ذُو نَسَبٍ, فَكَذَلِكَ الرُّسُلُ, تُبْعَثُ فِي نَسَبِ قَوْمِهَا. I asked you about his lineage, and you says his lineage is good. He said, likewise of the prophets, when they're raised up amongst the people who are noble in their tribes, amongst their people. I question you, and I said, was there anyone prior to him who came with this claim and this statement of his? And you said, no. And I said, لو كان أحد قال هذا القول قبله لقلت رجل يأتسي بقولي قيل قبله. If you had said that someone prior to him came with this message amongst you, I would have said this is a man just following someone else who preceded him. And I question you. I question you about his fathers, his forefathers. هل كان من أبائه من ملك? Was there any king from amongst his forefathers? And you said, no. And I'm saying, perhaps if one of his forefathers was the king, قلت رجل يطلب ملك أبيه, I would say a man who was seeking the sovereignty that was once his father's. I asked you, هل كنتم تتهمونه بالكذب قبل أن يقول ما قال? I question you. Did you ever accuse him of being a liar before he came and said what he said? And you said no. فَقَدْ أَعْرِفُ أَنْهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيَذَرَ الْكَذِبْ عَلَى النَّاسِ فَيَكْذِبَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. He says, when you said this, I know that he will not give up lying when he speaks to the people and come and lie on Allah. He says, I question you. And the nobility amongst the people, are they the ones who are following him, or the weak and the oppressed? And you said the weak are the ones who are following him. Heraclius says, "Hum atba'u rusul." He says, these are the ones who follow the messengers, the weak and lowly in the land. I asked you, أَيَزِيدُونَمْ يَنْقُصُونَ. I question you, are they increasing or decreasing? فَذَكَرْتَ أَنْهُمْ يَزِيدُونَ, and you say they're increasing. He says, كَذَلِكَ أَمْرُ الْإِيمَانِ حَتَّى يَتِمْ. He says, and this is the affair of Iman until it becomes complete. I asked you, أَيَرْتَدْ أَحَدٌ سَخْطَةً لِدِينِهِ بَعْدَ أَنْ يَدْخُلَ فِيهِ. I question you, and I asked you, does anyone give up his deen out of this life for it after he enters it? And you said, no. Heraclius says, كَذَلِكَ الْإِيمَانِ حِينَ يُخَالِتُ بَشَاشَتُهُ الْقُلُوبِ. He says, likewise, Iman, when it's... likewise is the state of Iman when the illumination of it mixes with the heart. I ask you, is he someone who is treacherous? And you said, no. وَكَذَلِكَ الرُّسُلُ لَا يَقْدِرُ. He says, likewise, you will not find the messengers being treacherous. I asked you, what is it that he commands you to do? And you said, أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ لَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. أَنْ تَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. That you should worship Allah and associate nothing with Him. وَيَنْهَاكُمْ عَنْ عِبَادِةِ الْأَوْثَانِ. And He forbids that you should worship any idols. وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالصِّدْقِ. And He commands you to pray and to be truthful and to be upright and have restraint. Heraclius, after presenting these questions and receiving the response that he received, he said, فَإِنْ كَانَ مَا تَقُولُ حَقَّا. If what you say is the truth, سَيَمْلِكُ فَسَيَمْلِكُ مَوْضِعَ قَدَمَيَّ هَاتَيْنِ. He says, if what you say is the truth, pretty soon he will be in charge of where these 2 feet of mine are now. And he will have Allah's assistance. He says, I knew, كُنْتُ أَعْلَمْ أَنُّ خَارِجٌ. I knew that he was coming. وَلَمْ أَكُونَ ظُنُّ أَنْهُ مِنْكُمْ. But I didn't think that he would be from amongst you. فَلَوْ أَنِّي أَعْلَمْ أني أخلص إليه لتجشمت لقاءه. He says, if I knew that I could get to him, I would undertake the difficulties to meet him. ولو كنت عنده لغسلت عن قدمه. And if I was with him, I would wash his feet. ثم دعا بكتاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then he called the messenger, says, bring the letter that this messenger has sent. الَّذِي بَعَثَ بِهِ دِحْيَ إِلَىٰ عَظِيمِ بُصْرَ. That he sent with dihya to the leader Busra. So he gave it to Heraclius, فَقَرَأَ. And he recited or read it. فَإِذَا فِيهِ. And this was the message of Allah's messenger. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. من محمد عبد الله ورسوله إلى هرقل عظيم الروم. From Muhammad, the slave of Allah and his messenger, to Heraclius, the leader of the Romans. سلام على من اتبع الهدى. Peace and security on those who follow guidance. أما بعد. I begin. فإني أدعوك بدعاية الإسلام أسلم تسلم. I call you with the call of Islam. Submit and be secure. يُبْتِكَ اللَّهُ أَجْرَكَ مَرَّتَيْنِ. Allah shall give you your reward twofold. فَإِنْ تُوَلَّيْتَ فَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ إِثْمَ الْأَرِيسِيِّينَ. And if you turn away, then upon you shall be the sin of all the common people under your care. يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم أن لا نعبد إلا الله ولا نشرك به شيئا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله فإن تولوا فقولوا اشهدوا بأننا مسلمون. عزة عزة عزة. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then wrote these verses, Yo Ahl al-Kitab, O people of the book, let us come to an agreement of one word that we can come on between us and between you, that we shall worship none other than Allah, and that we should associate nothing with Him, and that we should not take one another as lords besides Allah. And if you turn away, then bear witness that we are Muslims. We have submitted. Abu Sufyan says, فَلَمَّا قَالَ مَا قَالَ, he says, when he said what he said, وَفَرَغَ مِنْ قِرَاءَةِ الْكِتَابِ, and he got through with reading this particular message that the Prophet sent, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, كَثُرَ عِنْدُهُ السَّخَبْ وَارْتَفَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتِ, people started to get noisy and the voices raised. He says, وَأُخْرِجْنَا, and we were taken out of the chamber. And I said to my companions, فَقُلْتُ لِأَصْحَابِ حِينُ أُخْرِجْنَا, I said to my companions when they took us out from in front of Heraclius, he says, لَقَدْ أَمِرَ أَمْرُ أَبِي إِبْنْ أَبِي كَبْشَ, he says, the affair of Ibn Abi Kabsha, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has become so amazing, إِنَّهُ يَخَافُهُ مَلِكُ بَنِ الْأَصْفَرِ, he says, even the Romans have awe and fear in their hearts of this man. فَمَا زِلْتُ مُوقِنًا أَنَّهُ سَيَثَرُ حَتَّى أَدْخَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ الْإِسْلَامِ, he says, from that moment I remained certain that he would be victorious until Allah entered upon my heart Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then, the people who understood the scriptures before, were awaiting his coming. And those who had knowledge knew of the signs that they needed to look for. Heraclius was one of them. And so he questioned the way he questioned about this messenger to come. And he also recognized that if this man that you say is the one, then pretty soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would assist him. And like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this affair of ours shall reach where the day and the night reaches. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has proven him to be true. Alayhi salatu wa salam. This is a part of the reality of this messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we have been blessed to be a part of. To be a part of this ummah, al-ummah Muhammadiyya. We have been blessed to become followers of the seal of all messengers and prophets. This is our final chance for entering paradise. Our final chance. And if we turn away, استبدل قوما غيركم ثم لا يكونوا أمثالكم, Allah will change and replace us with the people who will not be like us. So we have the responsibility to live up to the message. Let the people see the message of Islam in our lives. Let them see the risala of the last of all prophets in us. So perhaps they will see the beauty in Islam and its teachings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to recognize this tremendous, this enormous blessing that we have been given, in that He has blessed us to be Muslims and has blessed us to be the followers of the seal of all prophets, and help us to live up to the responsibility in conveying His message. هذه نظرة عابرة. This is just a glimpse into a small aspect of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Well, the first question is, What is the sunnah? And how should it affect or relate to us? The sunnah has a number of meanings, actually, with the scholars. The first meaning is al-i'tiqad, that is, our creed. And we find certain books that have been written entitled Kitabu Sunnah, like the book by Al-Khalal, one of the students of Imam Ahmad, his book entitled As-Sunnah. Also of Ibn Abil Asim, he has a book entitled As-Sunnah, but it all deals with our belief system, our creed. The same thing with Abdullah, the son of Imam Ahmad, collected a book called As-Sunnah. This book deals with our creed and our belief system. Sunnah, by some of the fuqaha, when they define or they speak about the sunnah, they say, فِيمَا يُرَادُ بِهِ التَّشْرِيعَ. That aspect of the Prophet's life or his statements with some legal intent behind it. Yani where he commands or recommends that something is done. According to the scholars of hadith, the sunnah includes that and also the way the Prophet ﷺ conducted himself, the way he looked, the way he actually physically looked, the way he dressed, the way he sat, the way he ate, all of those things. In this regard then, the sunnah includes that which is compulsory, that which is recommended, alright, and that which the Prophet ﷺ did, but it has no legal intent behind it. Okay, for example, the Prophet ﷺ sat a particular way, as reported by Anas ibn Malik, when he ate dates. Or he saw him eating dates in a particular manner. It's a squatting type of position. Alright? If we don't find that the Prophet ﷺ commanded this, or encouraged that we follow him in this area, then it is something which is just what they call a sunnah tabi'iyah, the natural sunnah, and this is simply the way the Prophet ﷺ conducted himself. Also, the sunnah is sometimes used in contrast with what is compulsory. So we hear people saying, this is wajib and this is sunnah, meaning recommended. Unfortunately, that usage is the most popular usage that we are familiar with. So you hear somebody saying, well, this is a sunnah, and automatically they think that it's recommended. Not necessarily the case. So when we speak about the sunnah then, we may be speaking of all of the above. Now, hey, the statement, and it seems like they want it to be expressed in Arabic, so I'll do both inshallah. The statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the angel in charge of the mountain or the mountains came and pointed out that he was at the charge of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what exactly do we find in the text was the response of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The response is like this: فَقَالَ لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بَلْ أَرْجُوْ أَنْ يُخْرِجَ اللَّهُ مِنْ أَصْلَابِهِمْ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا يُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. The Prophet, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, but I hope that Allah shall bring out of their loins those that shall worship Allah alone and associate nothing along with Him. Okay? What is the best way to defend our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam according to the Quran and Sunnah? The best way to defend the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to live up to his Sunnah and let the people see it in our lives. And so that the misconceptions that they have about Muslims, they'll see, well, look, all these Muslims we see, they're nothing like what you're all writing about. No. What we see is khayr, all good. This is what we want to do when it comes to defending the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You don't want to go outside and start demonstrating, and you don't even make salah and think that you're assisting the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You don't want to go outside picketing, and you are there, nothing whatsoever of Allah's deen can be seen in our lives. First of all, because this was not the methodology of the Anbiya. It was not the methodology of the Sahaba. It was not the methodology of the Tabi'een. When things went wrong and people started to say things, we don't find the Sahaba going in front of the Kaaba with picket signs and saying, look, stop it. When people were speaking and going against them in Medina, we don't find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, no man, y'all rally together, let's get some signs. What we have is that they turned their attentions to their Lord and they increased in submission to Him. And they start supplicating. And they start looking in themselves, man, where we went wrong. Perhaps we slipped somewhere. And you know what Imam Malik said? Rahimahullah. Nothing is going to correct this ummah and make it better except what corrected the first generation and made it good. We start doing things simply because people do it elsewhere. And we forget that they're doing it not based on revelation. They're not doing it because there is some Quran and Sunnah. Those are the people who are doing it because they feel this is the way it is supposed to be done. We have guidance. فَإِن تَنَزَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. If you're disputing something, what do you do? Do you look to the way the Marxists, Leninists do it? That's what Allah says in the Quran? No, He says, look, there is a basis upon which you are to base your actions. The Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look, and if you don't understand these two sources, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقَ الرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ السَّبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. Whoever opposes the Messenger and follow the way other than the way of the believers. Look, this particular definite article on believers is what they call Aliful Ahd. It's speaking specifically about those who with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then those who follow them. Allah in the Quran says, look, if you oppose the Messenger and follow other than the way of the Sahaba, we will leave you in what you choose for yourself and put you in the fire. So the methodology then of the people on the Sunnah is we look back and we see what is it that Allah's Messenger did, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How did the companions respond? And if we see Abu Bakr going in front of the Kaaba and going in front around Latin Uzza with some pickets, then we do that. But if we see them turning to Allah and increasing in ibadah and supplicating to Allah, then that's what we ought to be doing. We have guidance. We have guidance. He said, no, man, look, Muslims are supposed to be pace setters, not imitators. Sometimes we act like we don't even have a risalah. It sounds good, people do it. It's not the way we're supposed to approach things. So, in tansurullah yansurkum, if you assist Allah's deen, Allah shall assist you. And this is what we want to do. You know. Man, look. Yeah, that's what we ought to do. Yeah. Okay. What are some of the books that we can refer to learn more about him, that is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We have some of the books that have been compiled specifically dealing with the Prophet's character sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like Ash-Shama'il al-Muhammadiyya by At-Tirmidhi. This particular book deals with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this way. I would advise that the people, the brothers and sisters who can read the Arabic language, it's in English also, but unfortunately the English version has not been authenticated. So it has narrations that are not acceptable and narrations that are sound. In the Arabic, however, we have a scholar of hadith, Shaykh Nasiruddin al-Albani, rahimahullah, who has authenticated the narratives. And so a person who has the ability to read the Arabic, he can refer to that and find out more about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. We have Al-Adab al-Mufrad by al-Bukhari. This is outside of his collection of As-Sahih. Okay? His book which has only authentic narrations. This one has authentic narrations, and narrations that are sound and some that are unacceptable. This is not his sahih, his sound collection alone. Okay, this is another work altogether. This book has also been authenticated by Sheikh Nasir Rahimullah. It has been translated into English, but that again, has not been authenticated. The one in Arabic has been authenticated, that is available. For English speakers, Bukhari has been translated. And it has a section, it has actually quite a few sections. As a matter of fact, the whole of Bukhari is based on this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his days, his night, and how he conducted himself. Actually, that's what Bukhari is. So you can look and read into Bukhari, and you will see there a section on adab, mannerisms and what have you, and the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked and other things. You can find that there also. The same thing with Sahih Muslim. Alright? Those you can feel safe that what you're reading, those things are sound. And so I advise the brothers and sisters to begin with those books, if you don't have the ones that have been authenticated. Now, Tayyib, there is a question here. What is our position with the people who say moderation in following the sunnah is taking what you want and leaving what you want? Leaving what you want, following instructions in the sunnah. Anyway. The sunnah is the middle course. The sunnah is the middle course. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent with a deen that is balanced. And he was raised up to remove the difficulties that were found in other religions or in other faiths. And so the sunnah itself, to adhere to it, is a protection. This is why Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, he mentions in his Sahih that three individuals from amongst the Sahaba, one day they came to the Prophet's wives after he had passed away, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they were questioning about his ibadah. And when they were informed about it, كَأَنَّهُمْ تَقَالُّهَا يَعْنِي اَعْتَقَدُهَا قَلِيلًا. They considered it, يعني, this is really not a whole lot. So some of them says, as for me, I'm going to pray all the time. يعني, a layl at night, all the time. One of them says, I'm going to fast, يعني, continual fasting, well, often. I'm going to break my fast. Of course, he's going to eat his, يعني, meaning day after day after day. The other one says, I'm not going to marry any sisters ever. He's thinking that this is a form of righteousness. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes and he says, "Antum alladhina qultum kadha wa kadha." You are the ones who said such and such. "Ama wallahi inni la akhshaakum lillah wa atqaakum lah." "Ama wallahi." This is for tanbih. I need to bring your attentions. No, I have more fear of Allah than any of you. And if you want to show and express that you truly fear Allah, then you can't get any better than Allah's messenger was. وَأَتْقَاكُمْ لَهُ. I have more taqwa than any of you. More taqwa than any of you. In other words, what Allah commands, no one is on it like I'm on it. What He forbids, no one stays away from it like I do. He says, and as for me, I pray and I sleep. Part of the night is for rest. Part of it is for ibadah. As for me, I fast and I break my fast. Not every day fasting. And I marry women. So whoever desires other than my sunnah is not of me. Whoever desires other than my sunnah is not of me. Here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pointed out that his sunnah is the pathway of success. And this is why when Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, who got married to a lady from Quraysh, and he never used to approach her. He'd be fasting during the day, standing up in Salah at night, trying to get to paradise. So the Prophet ﷺ came to him. He says, fast 3 days out of the month. He says, I could do more than that. And he continued with him until he said, fast one day and break your fast the other day. He said, read the Quran at least once a month. He said, I could do better than that. And every 15 days, I could do better than that. And every 7 days, I could do better than that. He says, then every 3 days. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ عَمَلٍ شِرَّةٍ وَلِكُلِّ شِرَّةٍ فَتْرَةٍ. Every deed has a period when a person feels energetic. And every period of energy has a slowing down period. فَمَنْ كَانَتْ فَتْرَتُهُ إِلَى سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ أَنْجَحْ وَأَفْلَحْ. Whose slowing down period is according to my sunnah, he is successful and has passed. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ فَتْرَتُهُ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِ ذَلِكَ. And whose slowing down period is other than to the sunnah, فَقَدْ هَلَكَ. He has destroyed himself. In one of the narrations, which was collected by Ibn Abi Shayba, this particular narration I mentioned was by Imam Ahmad, that particular expression. The other expression says that whosoever period of energy, any when you feel active, is outside of the sunnah, you're failed. So not only should your slowing down be according to the sunnah, but your period of activity should be on the text also. This shows then that if you want to be balanced and you want to be successful, you don't come outside of the context of the sunnah to seek ease, because the sunnah encompasses all of that. And for this reason, the Prophet ﷺ, when he entered the masjid and he saw this rope between one corner and the other corner, he says, "What is this rope?" He says, "For Zainab. When she gets tired, she holds on to it, sleeping. But she wants to worship Allah, tired, dead tired. Did you get a hold on to something?" The Prophet ﷺ said, "Take it down. Pray as long as you have the energy to do so. And if you feel this sleepy, then go to sleep. Go to sleep." Here the Prophet ﷺ is instructing you, look, there's no need for you to kill yourself. The sunnah is balanced in itself. And if you go outside of the context of the sunnah, this is where destruction comes. So when people say, "Man, y'all making it difficult. Y'all trying to follow all this and all that. Making it difficult." You know what Abu Bakr used to say? He says, "I'm afraid that if I were to leave off anything of the guidance of the Prophet ﷺ, I'd be destroyed." And we thinking, man, it's difficult. So, in respect to this, moderation is in the sunnah. And in it is success also. Oh, yeah, sorry. Now, if I mentioned, the brother brought to my attention that they approached the Prophet ﷺ after he passed away. That was a slip of the tongue. He was still alive, as you can see from the narration. Barakallahu feekum. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa ansarifu rashidin. بارك الله فيكم.